Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Virals reaches second base with a double. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Virals moves to third. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Oliva reaches third base with a triple. Virals scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Kralik now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Virals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Olander for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Salmon moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Twins 3, Indians, 3. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Larry Brown pinch hits for Jack Kralik. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. John O'Donohue now pitching. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-2 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a pop-up towards short. Verhulst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins is hit by the pitch. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito throws the ball into Whitfield, who tags Allen trying to return to first, for the out. Rollins moves to third. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Donohue covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Colavito hits a line drive towards the mound. Cott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. Cott strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-3 in the game. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gonzalez. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Gonzalez steals second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Askew strikes out. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison pinch hits for Don Minger. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Bob Allen now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Rollins moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon is walked intentionally. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 3 in the game. Cott hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Allison now playing left field. Harmon Killebrew now playing first base. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Verhals strikes out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 4 in the game. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ulander for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon misplays the ball. That's an error on Salmon. Oliva moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvis moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Bob Allen. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvis scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 5-4, Twins. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Jim Landis. Dwight Siebler now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 4 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.